Thank you, Jesus. And you'll know him by the nail print in his hand. Hallelujah. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who died for me. And I like when he just say, and you know him by the nail print in his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yababashi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you today, Jesus. You're worthy this morning, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hababashi. Shakarandareshi. Korandareshi karabababashi. We bless you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, you guys have already preached and taught, and we thank God that it all doesn't come from up here. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the testimonies. Ministry has come forth from the testimonies. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My shakarandereshi. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm blessed when God arranges the service around the sermon or vice versa. It's definitely been there. It has definitely been a lean towards worship and praise. And even Sister Adrian talking about intimacy, dating God and all that kind of stuff. Oh, intimacy with him. Hallelujah. You know, Watchman Nee says something powerful. He says, to know God as Father, when you know him in that manner, it fills your heart with joy. But when you know God as God, that's another level, you know. And she talked about different levels. He fills your heart with glory. Good God Almighty. And many of us know him as Father, but we don't know him as God in an intimate way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, many of us have seen him as Father, but we haven't really got the revelation of him as God. Because that's another level. Oh, praise his holy name. Tears will start to roll. Ah, when you see him as God. You'll want to date him when you see him as God. You'll fall on your face before him when you see him as God. Won't be anything nonchalant or casual about it. He's God. And he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. Time out for casual Christianity. Flippant Christianity. Wonder, do you know him as God, or have you seen him as God today? Not just the Father. Thank God, that's enough to get us saved. Hallelujah. But for our hearts to be filled with glory, we need to see him as God. Amen. Scripture says, though the Lord be high, he have respect unto the lowly. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I bless his name this morning. God, I feel him here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Great God Almighty. Woo! Whew! Talk about the weight of his glory. Huh? Press you down every now and then, you sense the weight of his glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Talk a few minutes today, if I can get to it, praise the Lord, about hallelujah. God is looking for you, and I'll just throw the part two because I used that before, but I want to hone in on true worshipers today. Didn't get to that part. I talked about how he was seeking to save. He was looking for those who were lost. I talked about how he was looking for those whose hearts that were perfect towards him. That's what the scripture says. But it also talks about how he's seeking true worshipers. Mm-hmm. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all know I'm not tethered or tied to notes, though. I go where he leads me. Oh, praise his holy name. And I don't need a disquisition. I don't need some kind of anecdotal tutorial on what worship is. Keep it to yourself. Oh, God, help me, somebody, because this is empirical experience. It's something I've walked. It's firsthand experience. You know, how sometimes folk know something about everything. Praise God. But we used to say when I was in the service in the Air Force, and you knew something about everything, we said, tell it to the Air Force. In other words, tell it to somebody else. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt and sold it. Praise his holy name. So let's just sit back and listen and try to learn a little bit about true worship. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I believe it's within my wheelhouse. Now, I'm not an intercessor. I can't teach you much about it. I do intercede and pray, but I may not be this and I may not be that, but I believe I know a little bit about true worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Bless his holy name. And I know folks say, well, worship is not confined to the church and being in its service. I understand that. Again, been there. Understand that. Been there, done that. Praise God. Understand that it's a lifestyle. But you can't exclude the church. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I wonder, do I have or have I any true worshipers? In the house this morning. You ain't too cute to worship. You understand that it's not about you, but it's about him. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I may not be able to conjugate my verbs, but I know how to give him glory. God. That's what you ought to say to somebody. Praise his holy name. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. See, I want to move, but the Holy Ghost won't let me all the time. And sometimes I got to preface it correctly. Right. Amen. Got to lay the predicate, if you will. Praise his holy name. And I'm sorry, but there's nowhere in nobody, in no one's Bible where God says you can be too spiritual. If you find the scriptures, show them to me. Now, as has been stated, you might be too heavenly minded, but you're never too spiritually minded. Bible never says you're too spiritually minded. Matter of fact, it tells you to be filled with the Spirit. So if the Bible tells me to be filled with the Spirit, it means I can't have too much Spirit. Bible says that Jesus had the Spirit without measure. Amen. And I want to asseverate to the church, the ubiquitous, the general church, the universal church. The problem with the church is not that the church is too spiritual. The problem with the church is too carnal, too fleshly. Oh, y'all don't like me today. You don't think so? Take one of their parking spaces. The Bible says you're supposed to prefer one another. If they take your space, you just got to deal with it from a spiritual perspective. Amen. Praise his holy name. Talk about true worshipers. God is looking for you today. Amen. Praise God. John 4:1-4. Notice I didn't read 24 verses here. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, one of the jobs of the pastors when we get up here is also to teach, to instruct. Amen. Root up and, you know, pull up and plant and all that kind of stuff. You know, I was thinking about Jesus, and we often talk about love and how everything is about love. And John 13:35 said, by this all men shall know you are my disciples. Love you have one to another. I get it. But nobody was more loving than Jesus. But didn't he go in the house of God and turn over? When you were dealing with God's folk and God's people, he didn't play. He loved, but he loved God more. Matter of fact, they say he even put a whip together and drove them out of the temple. That loving God. Amen. So if I love you, I need to tell you the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't always touchy-feely, feel-good, saccharine, you know, kind of stuff. I need to tell you the truth. Praise his holy name. Because we ain't come up here to win a popularity contest. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I always say on Monday nights, and they know I was on one Monday, but I say on Monday, maybe the last time. I don't know, but I'm going to preach it anyway. Amen. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free if you continue in the word. John 4:1-4, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. And then verse 20 picks it up here and says, our fathers, this is the lady speaking to him, our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that and Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The original says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God is looking for you. True worshipers, verse 23 tells us, the hour cometh, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh, he's looking for true worshipers. The more I thank God for the worship today, I'm just so blessed by how God is using the praise and worship teams here. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Keep it up. Hallelujah. I hear you, Angelica. I hear you, Jan. I hear you, Vicky. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Keep on allowing the Holy Ghost to drench you, use you for his glory. Last week, Angelica stopped midstream and said, I sense we ought to play this. See, that's what I'm talking about, not being tied and tethered to some kind of script, being robotic. That's being in the flesh and not giving room for the Holy Ghost to move. Hallelujah. You got to be, fancy word, latitudinarian or flexible enough to let God move. Not you're going to be in the flesh. And they that are in the flesh can't please God. Amen. But you know, as I thought about true worship and what it is, our beautiful young lady clerk, if you will, that gives the announcements, she taught more about true worship in 30 seconds than folk talk teach in a lifetime. You know what she said? And I could sense folk recalling, and though it wasn't audible, I could sense it. She said a couple of weeks ago, she said, and I'm paraphrasing, that she was in class or something, she was doing a Bible study. And that she was concerned about self-confidence. But she said it came to her, or she was taught, that she ought not be self-confident, but her confidence ought be in God. That's true worship. Put no confidence in your flesh, but your confidence is in God. Amen. True worship. Amen. Why ain't preachers saying that? I'm all right. I'm going to leave it alone. Because oftentimes we get enamored with ourselves and somehow think it's about us. But Paul said we are of they in Philippians 3 that put no confidence in our flesh. If it's going to be done, it's going to be done by God through us. Care if I have a PhD, master's, whatever. God, if he decides to use it, he can. But my confidence is not in that. My confidence is in God. Some trust in horses and some in chariots. But I put my trust in the Lord. Oh, y'all don't have to like me. Sometimes I want to tell preachers, sit your fleshly self down. Amen. Wasting our time with carnality, flesh. Ain't nobody impressed. Okay, no one is impressed if you're going online, getting a sermon, coming, anybody can do that. But have you spent time in the presence of God, and has he downloaded something in your spirit without the aid of a computer? Good God Almighty. Shut up. He caught on daddy. Woo! As Amante prayed Wednesday, about dwelling in the secret place. have you dwelt in the secret place? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you walk in the secret place, his shadow will cover you. Oh God, help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. True worshipers put no confidence. In the flesh. But they've learned how to lean and depend on God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. John the Baptist taught us a lesson on true worship. Some of you know where I'm going. He said he must increase. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And I must decrease. That's true worship. When it's more about him and less about you. You ain't worrying about how cute you are when you come up and do something before the Lord. Whether you got a fresh weave or an old weave, it don't matter because you're giving the glory to God. Bad hair day, good hair day, God gets the glory. That's right, somebody said a no weave. Because it's about him. Praise God. I've been in church too long for you to try to regale me with your intellectual acuity. I want to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. So I wonder this morning, do I have any true worship? But I know I do have two or three or four. I'm going to call some of you out in a few minutes, but I have some true worship. And you aren't wrong because you cry when you don't feel sad.
All right.
Woo! God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You aren't wrong because you pray when you don't even want to hone in on anything. You just want to walk with him and talk with him and let him know that you love him.
Hallelujah.
That's a true worship. You don't wait to get to church to put your holy face on. No, you want to be in his presence, as Adrian said, all the day long. Well, it says that's the type worshiper God is looking for. Oh, y'all don't have to like me. Praise his holy name. The Father seeketh such to worship him. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Men who aren't afraid like Avante to lift their hands in the sanctuary and give them praise. Brothers who aren't afraid to say amen because they think somehow it devalues their masculinity. David would cut your head off, but he was the most mighty worshiper the world has ever known. Matter of fact, I don't care what you call me, just make sure you include saved and born again. Child of the Most High God. Because as folks say, you don't have a heaven nor a hell to put me in anyway, but he does. And I'm going to worship him for the rest of my days. You know, it's curious to me and interesting to me that we try to impress folk that can't do us any good or won't do us any good. But the God of the universe, we hold back on. Hallelujah. Wouldn't give you 50 cents if they had it. But God will lavish upon you great gifts. Thank you, Lord, if you just worship him. Anybody know this morning that the Lord will bless you? If you just worship, my God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You know, I said this before, I believe it's true. The Bible said God inhabits the praises of his people. That means he dwells and breathes in the praise. He hovers over the praise. But he inhabits the praises of his people. And so he hovers over the praise, but I say he lands on the worship. God, help me, Holy Ghost. If you want him to really come down and sit with you, start to worship him. Start to give him glory in an intimate way. Praise his holy name. I'm going to get through this real quick. Praise God. So the Bible says that Jesus says that he has to go through Samaria. Now the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. The scripture plainly tells us that. They were considered half-breeds. They were the lowest of the low in that culture. Because when the Babylonians came in and wreaked havoc on the Jewish people and took them captivity, the Bible said they left those of the lowest sort behind. And those of the lowest sort started to intermarry others. And they were the Samaritans. This woman was an offspring of this people. And so the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. But Jesus said, those whom you don't want to deal with, y'all don't have to like me today. That's why sometimes I'd rather be disliked. Because those others dislike, it seems to me, Jesus runs to. The pariah, the social outcast, seems to be where Jesus is drawn. Hallelujah. God, I feel you here. Thank you, Lord. You know, when nobody else understands you, he does. When nobody else wants to spend time with you, he will. When they think you're enigmatic or crazy or different or fail, oh, Jesus said, yeah, but I made them that way. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I needed them to reject you. I needed them not to spend. So that situation and circumstance would push you to me. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hey! Hey! I'm glad they rejected me. I'm glad they scorned me. I'm glad they looked down on me because it pushed me to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Anybody glad that you went through all that you went through? Because it has caused you to get closer to God. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. A reject, but I love God because he first. Because he first loved me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to try to finish. Lord, help me. Thank you, Brother Ronnie. I appreciate your voice because it's good to hear a voice saying, amen. God made a way when there was no way. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to give him praise. that the text says. Jesus said, in the midst of everything he was doing, wait a minute, I've got to go. I must needs go through Samaria. I have an assignment there. And the Bible tells me he goes to the well, Jacob's well. And the Bible tells me that he was fatigued or he was tired. If you go in the Hebrew and look a little further, it says he was worn out. Isn't it interesting to know that though he was God, he could identify without being worn out. Praise his holy name. He sat down by the well, some say on the well, and this woman comes to him. Now, why did he go through Samaria? Because there was a woman there who had been rejected. Oh, y'all don't like me today. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. 5 times she'd been married. And the man she was living with at present was not her husband. And Jesus chose to go to that woman and teach about true worship. I don't know why he didn't preach to or teach to the religious folk, but he went to a heathen woman to teach about true worship. Hallelujah. Well, maybe the reason is that he knew that she was spent. He knew that she had come to the end of herself. And when you come to an end of yourself, it allows you to become a true worshiper. You know, the Bible says that she came to the well about the noonday. When the sun is hottest. And they say that most of the time women wouldn't go to a well alone. But they tend to go in flocks or go together. But this woman, they believe, had been so ostracized that she didn't really want to walk with any other women because they made fun of her because of her past. But I'm still trying to tell you, God uses those whom others have made fun of. Because he didn't go to them. He went to her. Say, yeah, God, help me. Holy Ghost. Could it be that your past and all that you've been through, good and bad, has set you up to become a true worshiper? God help me. The scars that I have encountered along life's way has allowed me to become a true worshiper. The cracks that I received have caused me to become a true worshiper. You see what I'm saying here? Because out of those cracks and out of those scars come forth worship of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
You say something, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wonder this morning, where would I be? Some of y'all had to worship him with a cane, but you worship him anyway. Some of you have to worship him when you're lying on your back and can't get up, but you lift up hands anyway. Because what you've gone through has caused you to become a true worshiper. My God, help me. Y'all don't have to like. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know that. Look, sometimes, I'm sorry, but sometimes God got to remove the flesh from us. So we don't have anything left except to give him glory, honor, and praise and say, I can't even walk unless he holds my hand. Anybody of that mindset this morning, then you are a true worshiper. He went to her because she had come to an end of herself. She had given up on getting married. Now she's living with somebody. But Jesus said, don't give up. I have an assignment for you. I'm going to show you how to truly worship. Praise God. So he went to her because I believe she had come to an end of herself. And God will bless us in a significant way. When we empty self, praise his holy name, because the treasure is within and not without. Hey, he'll bless you when you start to worship him from the inside out. But sometimes we got to be broken before we'll worship him from the inside out. Amen. It reminds me of that woman who went in the room with the alabaster box. Y'all remember the treasure, the ointment was in the box. But she broke the box. And when the box was broken, the ointment started to fill the room. And see, sometimes nothing can fill the room until we're broken. And then the glory. And then the glory. And then the glory comes forth. Say yeah if you understand what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, God, I bless you today for every trial I've been through, for every storm I've incurred, for everything you allowed in my life because it's brought glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They said Paul wasn't an attractive man to look at. That's what historians say. Probably kind of short. And Paul wasn't anything to look upon. But I always said, Paul could flex. Because he could take off his shirt and show the scars that he encountered for following Jesus. And every scar, I believe, would show forth some glory. Folk who were talking would have to be silenced because they would say, look at the scar on his life. And every scar, glory coming forth. Like Sister Renee said, like the time he took a licking and he kept on ticking. But yet he brought forth some glory. He gave glory to God without even saying anything. Say yeah if you understand. And I'm going to hasten. That's why he went to her, because she was broken. She was empty. She had come to an end of herself. But what did he teach her? He taught her that God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't try to worship him in the flesh. Worship him from your spirit. Lord, how do you want me to worship? Lord, lead and guide me. Because if I don't do it in the spirit, it is of no significance. Lord, I desire to worship you. But I know I have to worship you from the inside out. Anybody here willing to worship God from the inside out? Praise his holy name. Whether I got food on the table or not, God is good. Whether they ask me on a date or not, yeah, God is good. Whether they, hallelujah, call my name or not, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Can anybody just say, I'm going to worship you, God, because you're God and you're God all by yourself. My kids not calling me, but you're still God. They're hanging up on me, but you're still God. They're making fun of me, but you're still God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. Got a pink slip, but you're still God. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I'm almost finished. Worship him. He taught her in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. From the inside out. And I thought about this before I close. I thought about this with Paul speaking to Timothy the other day, and I was driving. Nothing significant was happening. I was driving home from work and I thought about how Paul told Timothy. He said, stir up. Y'all don't like me. Stir up the gift that is within you. In other words, you don't need a song. You don't need a preacher. You don't need a teacher. You don't always need a scripture. Just start stirring it up yourself. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I bless you. God, I magnify you. You're still good and greatly to be praised. And all of a sudden, say yeah, that which is on the inside starts to manifest outwardly. If you just stir it up, praise his holy name. Don't have enough to pay my bills, but I'm going to stir it up. My God, say yeah. All of a sudden, that which I didn't have shows up because I stirred up the gift that was within me. Look at, no, I ain't going to say that. I'm all for that, but just say stir it up. I wonder, can you stir up the gift that is within you? That's what true worshipers do. Hallelujah. I don't always feel like worshiping when I come in here. But true worship is not predicated all the time on feeling. Matter of fact, I almost played a song that I knew was going to get people going. But I said, I refuse to be emotive. I want to be spiritual. And if the spirit can't get them going, they don't need to be going. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. God, I thank you. Amen. Praise his holy name. Father, seeking true worship, who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Why did he go to her? Because she was at the end of herself. What did he teach her? God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise his holy name. And that goes to the last point. And as I close, it says, so where ought we worship? We ought to be worshiping in our spirits. Praise his holy name. Ought not be some kind of show. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy God. Oh, God. Thank you, Pastor, I will. I know, I really thank you for that because that confirmed I'm supposed to say what I'm going to say. Every now and then, and I ain't the senior pastor, so I ain't worried about y'all. Amen. Can't put me out. Praise God. Oh, you're kidding, but I ain't losing a whole lot except the love I have for y'all and y'all for me. Now, I've been in a situation where they could, and I still preach. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. But didn't I say that if God is spirit and all he accepts is spiritual worship, every now and then, leaders and pastors need to go tap some carnal folk on their shoulders when they showing off and they in the flesh.
All right.
Oh, y'all quiet. Okay. And say, sit down, honey. That ain't God. Wait a minute, I heard an amen. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about in the Bible study how every word had to be established by two or three witnesses. I got a witness here. But every now and then, we've got to have the temerity of heart, the bravado to go and say, you sang that long enough. Oh, y'all don't like, not on my praise team now, on the praise, no, I'm not, but other folks showing off. You played that long enough. Man, you're going to wear that string out. You in the flesh. And just because your head cocked to the side don't mean the anointing came. You just showing off. God help me, Lord. So let's move on so we can get back into the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise His holy name. And if the Spirit has stopped, then we need stop. Amen. God, praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. So we ought to, where we worship, we ought to worship in our spirits. Praise God. That means sometimes it might not be emotional, might be quiet, but we still sensing something. And God's still receiving it because it's coming. Ah, God, help me, Holy Ghost, from our spirit. Close and look. So tired and not here in general 2024 church of fleshly worship. And they call it true worship. They up there dancing and showing off. I don't see true worship. I see you. Amen. I want to see Jesus. And the only way we're going to see Jesus is that we die to self. And let Him come forth through us. Thank you, Angelica, for some true worship. My God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You don't even have to be a great singer, but you can worship. And sometimes yours sound better than theirs because yours is coming from the Spirit. At least to God. Amen. God is seeking. Oh, y'all don't like me today. True. Not apocryphal or false worship, but true worshipers. Oh, come on now. Sakaranadish. He's looking for you. True worshipers. I have 2-3 on Monday night. Yeah, they may not can sing the best. I know I can't. But every now and then we strike up something. And the worship is glorious. We ain't rehearse. Oh, y'all don't like me. Let me reiterate. We didn't rehearse. It was spontaneous. It came from God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Nothing wrong with rehearsing. But make sure you open to God. Even in your rehearsals. Because God's not looking for contrived worship, made up worship, robotic worship. He's looking for true worshipers. Amen. Praise His holy name. God, I got to pray for some folk. Amen. Praise God. That's it. Praise God. I'm going to pray now. Praise His holy name. God, I thank you. I need Sister Adrian to come up. Y'all representing. They ain't the only ones, but these are folk He put on my heart. True worshipers, Brother Herb, if you just stand, I know you're going to say amen, but stand where you are in Jesus' name. He's silent, but he worships. God, I feel the anointing. Shut up. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sister Debbie, if you don't mind, come on up. In the name of Bashikarandarish. Sharadadadish. Korandarish. Kobababasha. Thank you, Holy Ghost. All the way in the back, come on up, honey, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The name is escaping me. Jan, you can come on up, please, in Jesus' name. Because I'm trying to take them even another level, in Jesus' name. Claudia, come on up, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Ba-ba-ba-ba-sha. Don't let folk think. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let folk talk you out of your worship. Praise his holy name. We need you here. And I thank God for all the others. We know you are worshipers, but I'm trying to encourage them. God, I feel the anointing. And I didn't even know Sister Adrian's going to be here, but she went right to the heart of what I was talking about today. Intimacy with God, true worship, and true worshipers. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray. And Avante, if you want to come up and give me two men, just help, Rabbi. I got Minister Herb, but if you would just come and stand in the middle in the name of Jesus. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. God, I feel you here. Woo-wee. I feel him here. God, I thank you and I praise you for the revelation you've given unto this people of who you are and how important it is to be intimate with you. To glorify your name. Now confirm in them that you placed them in this place and in the world and in their environment to be true worshipers. That they are not to be concerned with others, but they are to worship you in spirit and in truth as you lead them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, though they may not make a lot of noise all the time. They may not be seen by others all the time as worshipers. You told me to call them up and confirm to them that they are, in your sight, true worshipers. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Now before I let you go, that means whether you can sing or not, sometimes God will have you break out in a song. Don't worry about even knowing all the words, but just come forth because you are a true worshiper and it's going to bless those who are around you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go back. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I can feel the fire burning.